very much. It's one thing I must admit we will not miss is the trucks. You go out to the country and you lie in bed at night and it's amazing, you can hear nothing. So we're looking forward to that. We do appreciate the Ringwalt family for accommodating us at the college and being flexible in allowing us as a family to stay there. It's had its challenges, and not only for us, but I'm sure also for them as well. And we really appreciate that. And we really enjoyed our time there, despite the many pressures. And we look forward to what the Lord has for us in the future. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Simeon, as already mentioned. I praise God for a godly upbringing. Truly I could say with Timothy that from a child I knew the Holy Scriptures. And I praise God for a godly father and a godly mother who faithfully taught me the Word of God from a young age. In fact, I thank God for a father and mother who even opened their hearts to having more children. They had four and then we're not going to have any more. And I stand here today as testimony to my parents and their willingness to open their hearts to the Lord and to have more children. And so I praise God for them and for their openness there to the Lord. And if I am used of the Lord in any respect, there will be eternal consequences there because of that decision they made. I praise God for a godly father. The Bible says in Isaiah 44:3, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." And Dad preached a wonderful message on Tuesday on the endowment of God's power. And I know that this verse has always been close to his heart, that his thirst for God and his desire for the power of God would have a flow on blessing to us. And I believe, Dad, that part of the reason why God's hand, I feel, is on my life and even my siblings is because of your thirst for God and for your love for him. And so I praise God for Dad and for his godly example. I praise God for Mum as well. And Kate and I have just grown in a greater appreciation even these last 8 weeks of Mum's Christ-like service to us. She's driven 3 hours down every week since Kate had our third baby over 8 weeks ago and has spent the good part of 8 weeks with us and has just laboured and just served to really help us. And so I praise God for that. I was saved at the age of 5, and I very clearly remember the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And I still remember fondly there as I knelt on my bedroom floor and asked Christ to save me with my mother there with her open Bible. And I still remember as a 5-year-old that sense of release and the presence of the Spirit of God as I became a child of God. And so I praise God for my family. At the age of 7, I surrendered to preach and after hearing a powerful message on the cross, and always believed that that's what God would have me do. I did enjoy a year of Bible college in Fiji and appreciated the men of God there, the faithful missionaries that taught me, and that was a wonderful experience. And then, but I always knew after coming home that God wanted me to finish the course. And so after prayer and time with my wife, the Lord laid it on both of our hearts to come to SBBC and to complete a course of training, which we've been doing over the last couple of years. Now, I'm sure many of you are wanting to ask the question, what have you learned at college? Well, it's a hard question, but as I thought about that question, really, I would summarise it by saying we've learnt some life lessons. We've learned some wonderful things in the classroom. And for those of you who are hoping I'm going to say something funny about the Greek class, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I have to join Pastor Sam as a committed lover of Greek after my time at college. So we learned some wonderful things in the classroom, and I loved Greek along with all the other subjects. But really, I believe the bigger picture was we learned some life lessons together, particularly as a couple. Lessons like the reality of the self-life, living under pressure there and coming to realise the reality of who we are. But one of the major areas the Lord really dealt with me while at college, which seems to be a similar theme running through a lot of the graduates' testimonies, is a complete surrender of my own thoughts and ideas to the will of God. While I know God has called me to preach and specifically to plant a church, I have my own ideas of where I wanted that to be. And while in theory I said I was surrendered to wherever God wanted me to be, when the Lord really nailed me at third term last year about another area, I've just found out how unsurrendered I was. And so the Lord has been dealing with us about an area, and we're going to continue to pray about that. In the meantime, we're going to, Lord willing, go back to our sending church, and they've voted to put me on there as an intern for 12 months and to be reviewed, of course, subject to the will of God. And so we're looking forward to that. I'd just like to take the opportunity, though, as well, just to thank a few people. You know, when I was 18 and returned from Bible college in Fiji, I didn't have my licence. And so I still remember to this day when I was, Mum was going to take me to go take the test. And she went into the bedroom, she doesn't know this to this day, but I came up outside the bedroom door to see how she was getting along, and Mum and Dad were talking inside. And like all good homeschoolers, I stopped to listen for a moment in case there's anything important I needed to hear. And anyway, I heard Dad say this to Mum, "Mel, the amount of work it takes to get one child up and running." And anyway, that's always stuck with me. And I thought, isn't that true? Now as a parent, the amount of labour that goes into one life. But I thought about that in relation to the college ministry and just the numerous links in God's chain, the many hands that just labour and invest to just get one young man launched out for God. And so I really want to just acknowledge tonight those men who have just really taken that time to invest in our lives. And it's just been humbling, really, just to think about all the people who just invest in one life. And we're not a one-man show. And I just really praise God for these men. I got my calculator out yesterday afternoon and worked out that in a 19-week semester, you would have about 38 hours of class time, allowing for an hour of travel to and from the college for our lecturers, 2 hours of preparation outside of class, that's probably much more, you'd end up with about 114 hours of investment into one class for one semester. We could easily round that figure up to 150 hours, I'm sure, or perhaps more. Now multiply that out over an average of 8 subjects per student for a semester, and Bible College student in one semester, that would represent a combined effort of close to 1,200 hours of sacrificial labour on the part of your lecturers to teach you the Word of God, and that without pay. Over 3 years, that would represent about 7,200 hours of labour, and I'm sure it could be much more. And I just want to acknowledge our lecturers tonight and thank them for the awesome sacrifice they have made to teach us. And most of these pastors have busy ministries and churches, and so we just praise God for what they have done there. To my parents-in-law, we're very thankful to you also. Kate's parents, they've also really laboured and several times have driven 5 hours from Parks to come and to help us and have been a real blessing having Kate up there and the children from time to time for a rest. And it's just, there's just so many links in God's chain, and I could honestly stand here for an hour or more and thank people, but I won't because I may not get my certificate tomorrow night if I did that. But I'd like to close, really, in a minute. But Hebrews 6 verse 10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labour of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Finally, I'd just like to acknowledge my wife, and not because you're the least, Kate, but because you have been by far the greatest source of strength and encouragement to me through this whole 2 years. And I just praise God tonight for a wife who is 100% committed to the will of God in the life of her husband. And there has never been one moment, while humanly speaking, I'm sure there were times we felt like packing up and going home, by God's grace, there was never one time that I ever had any doubt that Kate was 100% committed to the end. And I just really praise God for you, Kate, and I praise God for a wife who's committed to walking with God. And many times I'd come back in from studying late at night and find her on her knees praying, or reading her Bible throughout the day, and I just praise God, and your prayers have really seen me through and strengthened my hands, Kate, through the whole 2 years. And, you know, sometimes as men we talk about the better half. I think the better three quarters would probably be more accurate, really. And she has just been a real soldier, trying to raise 2 very boisterous Western boys in a small flat on Pennant Hills Road. She has really been a very courageous. And Proverbs 19:14 says, "House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord." So I just praise God for you tonight, Kate, and for all your labour. And could you stand for a minute, and could we give a round of applause, please? So often, you know, I get to stand up here and tomorrow receive the certificate, but I just wanted Kate to be acknowledged there for all her labour and sacrifice. And for those of you who perhaps I've failed to mention, the many of you who have prayed and brought us before the throne of grace, the many of you who have just helped out in a small way. And of course, our hosting church while we're here, almost forgot, Pastor Brad and Larice have been a home away from home for us. They really have. They had us around to their house most Sundays all of last year and have really laid themselves out for us. And so we really appreciate you. And we look forward to further fellowship in the gospel in the years to come. I must stop, but thank you very much for hearing me tonight.